Alec, it's time for fucking noise, boys.
Oh, is that the real one? Because you didn't do that enthusiastically enough. You gotta fucking scream it, Tad. You gotta say, it's time for a noise, boys.
Aw, see? Aw, man, it's so fun. What a wacky and... Sorry, it's some sickly throat.
Use your fucking words, bro. Come on, it's a fucking noise, boys. This is where we just shitpost about things. We have no other idea what to do. All right, so check this fucking shit out. So, Tad... Now that the whole coronavirus has been killing basically everything and making everyone fucking jobless, how have you been surviving?
I've been coping with the fact that, and this is the first time I've ever said this in my entire life, Alex, I may have been wrong about the coronavirus. I may have been slightly off track and not been as accurate as I meant to be.
So
it's not a nothing burger. Whoopsie-daisy.
So Tag got his numbers from China, a.k.a. bullshit lies. So
don't look at my bank account.
So here's the thing with the coronavirus. It is, for a fact, not nearly as lethal as other strains of the flu in the past. However, that's not the scary thing about it. The scary thing about it is that it's really fucking infectious and won't fucking die. And you can get infected again, even though your body just got infected once and should theoretically be immune to it now. That's why it's so bad.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah. Uh-oh. So here's the thing. So if you get it, only like old people or already sick people have a risk of dying, right? Most of like us are not going to die. It'll suck. Here's why this is so bad. So, Tad, have you ever worked a day where like two or three people called in sick and you're just overworked like crazy? Now imagine if like 100 million people across the world all called in sick at once. That's why it's so bad. And that's why the economy is what is Biz doing for the memes? Let me just print $1 trillion of currency to keep it afloat for 30 minutes. Oh no, businesses are failing. Spending is down.
Barrels of oil are negative $30.
No, they went up because a bunch of people bought barrels of oil. I didn't know that it didn't come with the barrels, and now I just have a shitload of oil that they don't know what to do with.
It's just all in plastic Tupperware.
So anyway, the economy is getting royally fucked over because nobody is leaving their houses because they're in either self-quarantine or mandated quarantines to buy anything, which means now no one's getting any money, and now a bunch of businesses are shut down because you can't go to these public places because everyone's sick, which means people who don't work in essential fucking jobs, aka work at a grocery store in an Amazon fucking warehouse, you basically are just fucked. That's why it's so bad, Dad. Not because it'll kill you, because it will kill everything that isn't living around you. It'll it will cause collapses that weren't necessarily planned to ever have happened. Like,
man, Alex, let me say this about this this coronavirus. Did I pick a good time for my fucking job to sell out to CVS? Holy shit, dude. I got on that free unemployment. I get fucking an extra 600. I would have been like this normally. Right, because I got the unemployment, and then, you know, I was going to go on that until school started, go back to school. But I'm just getting free money for doing something I was going to do anyway. See? Like, I'm fucking ready, dude. I'm great. This coronavirus, best thing that's ever happened to me. You know how many podcasts I've done while I've been at home, Alex?
Like four?
I've recorded, like, two podcasts every week, because I've been, my job ended on the 20th of March, so it's been almost exactly 1 month. And dude, I've been so efficient with all my shit. Did you know that I have 1 million XP in mining in RuneScape, Alex?
Did you know that apparently Motherload Mine is not actually efficient, Ted? Someone called you out in the comments. I want to point that out.
Yeah, but do you know what's... It's more efficient because I don't have to pay attention. I click once every... RuneScape is such a fun game, Alex. I pay attention once every 30 seconds and then look at something else. It's such a fun game. Aw, dude, bros, I love RuneScape.
Anyway.
So, Alex, I want you to tell me this. So, I went to Walmart during quarantine to buy shelves. It was an essential visit, trust me. Do you have a Walmart DJ radio station? Or is that just mine?
Uh-oh, there's a boomer. And, yes, we do. We have a Walmart radio.
What? So, what I heard was I heard someone, like, calling into Walmart radio for some basic white girl shit, and it's like, is this like a fake radio station? I don't understand what's happening.
It's for the associates. We can call in and request music to play at our stores so we're not bored as shit while we're working.
Can you just comment, could you play the opening to Hoseini no Kuni? Thank you very much. Just give them some fucking... Can you play the Space Dandy intro, but in the Nightcore version?
Okay, well, they can't play anime songs, but we do have Space Jam, and I know this because I've heard it like four times the other day.
Four times?
Yes.
Holy shit, Alex, imagine working and not just suckling off the tea to the government like I am.
Okay, so check this out. Now, I obviously work at Walmart, so I'm an essential fucking business. I'm an essential wagey out there pushing carts. But I'm in the highest risk thing because I touch everything everyone else is touching. So I had to go get tested for the coronavirus because work told me to. So I was off of work for like three entire days. So have you been tested yet, Tad?
No.
Okay, so here's what they do. They make you stay in your car. They go in there, like, hey, show me your symptoms and shit. Like, I said, oh, I have, like, a couple, but, like, work told me so, because, like, you know, I do this and that. I'm like, oh, okay, we understand. So, here, they pull this long fucking cord with a little, like fuzzy thing at the end. We're gonna shove this in up your nose. I'm like, okay. Any other, can I put that, please, anywhere else? Like, nope. So, they, it's this thin, really long, like, I want to say like 7 or 8 inches of this.
Oh, man.
Of just going all the way into your nose, all the way to the back of your throat to swab all of the mucus in your fucking like throat and shit. And you feel it, Tad. You feel it just go all the way back there, tickle the back of your throat, and they pull it right back out. It like stings like crazy. I'm like, okay, you'll have to test in a few days. And you can't go to work for those couple of days. I thought it was going to take like a week. Like they said it would. It only took 3 days, and I was safe, obviously. And, it kind of fucked up work because they assumed that I was going to have it. So they took me on the schedule for 2 weeks. So I come back 3 days later. I'm like, hey, guys, I lived. And they're like, oh, so just overwrite things and just get to work. I'm like, okay, sweet. So all the schedules were all fucked up because of me. Whoops. So
I thought they were going to tell you to go home and just take 2 weeks or whatever.
That would have been nice.
You're like, no, I want
to
work.
Well, I wanted to work, Ted. I'd be bored as shit.
Imagine wanting to work. Lamau.
That's the only way I get outside. It's the only sunlight I'll ever get. Well, also, that's true. To be fair,
you don't even go to restaurants or anything.
Well, Ted, crazy. They're closed because of the coronavirus.
Not necessarily. A lot of restaurants have, like, pickup and shit.
Cool.
Like, you just call them and then
let
they
me
come
go to the restaurant at my house with pickup. Ted, shut the fuck up, you fucking idiot. Don't move that goalpost. The point... Why don't you just go to restaurants? I can't. Why don't you just get delivery? Listen here, you fucking ch-ch-ch. That's not what you fucking said before. Okay, so anyway.
Just hop, 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 pow.
Anyway.
You know, Alex, you can use DoorDash.
Anyway, so work has been fucking fantastic. At least it was. Then it got busy again. Then it sucked a little bit, but then it's okay again. Work has been generally way, way, way more laid back because everyone was dying. And man, it felt great. There was no old people, no people in general, just me and my boys, and we were pushing carts with basically no care in the world. And then the 2 weeks ended, and then people started getting out of their house to go hoard up everything again. There was a huge rush of people. Then it was easy again. And I guess this is how it's going to be for the next year this coronavirus is going to go around for. I looked at my future vision. That's how long it's going to last for, because apparently I've been right about everything else so far. But everyone rushes out, buys everything from Walmart, just pours it into their carts. Leaves, and then stays gone for like 2 weeks, and then comes back. But what's cool is that there's this cool thing we're doing. So, and you've probably seen this if you go to Walmart. We close at 8:30 now. Every Walmart across the country closes at 8:30. Do you have any idea?
I didn't know that was a worldwide thing.
Now, do you have any idea? Now, I close the store. I usually close it till 12, then 11. Now it's like 10 because we close so early. Do you know how sweet it is to hear the phrase, everyone get out of the store at 8:30 as I'm pushing all the carts, because now I can get everything done every day. Oh, and I walk in to go to break or pick up a snack, and I just hear, attention all the customers, we are closed at 8:30. Oh, I want to just, like, spin around and start fucking Fortnite dancing. Oh, it's so nice. Do you have any idea how nice the job is when there's no fucking customers around? I've only
just
everyone
skipping around the store.
I gotta
grabbing the Skittles and throwing them up in the air as you're twirling.
I'm doing wheelies on the fucking fat carts. I've got a fucking cane. I'm just spinning it around dancing. Oh, it's magical as everyone's gone. It's so nice without any fucking people to get in my way. Now, I want to give
There's no Walmart like an empty Walmart.
I want to give a little bit that I noticed something upon working at Walmart as a cart pusher for, like, this past 2 years now. So Ted's kind of grown up and turned into a huge Grinch, where Ted sees who's down in Whoville having fun, and he starts bitching about it. Like, Ted goes
Alex, so you don't understand.
I get this whole
Alex,
bit.
No, they're playing Dungeons & Dragons wrong. They're having the wrong kind of fun.
I play this bit, and I'm gonna fucking do it. So Ted bitches to me one day. He's like, man, Alex, I wake up just at, like, you know, 12 p.m. as a normal human being. Man, Alex, I can't fucking believe these people are posting these Chunkarino Keanu's on fucking r/wholesome memes. Oh, wait, those who's down in Whoville. Oh, it makes my fucking blood boil. And I told Ted this sick fucking play. Hey, Ted, why don't you just not go to r/wholesome memes? Why don't you just blacklist those tweets on fucking Twitter? You can control the internet space. And Ted's like, ooh, Eva. So Ted's turned into the Grinch. But for me, I've turned into an edgy anime villain where I hate every single person that I deem as weak and in my way. Man, do I fucking hate people who get in my way so much. As the fire burns behind me, as my face is shadowed out, old people are weak and deserve to die. As I'm pushing all of my line of carts and some old person stops in front of me, I gotta fucking just scratch everything. Because I have to do it by hand. Grab everything and stop. Like, excuse me, young man, but could you lift this bag of mulch for me? And I just think to myself, the age of everything, these weaklings should take care of themselves. Ooh, as I get called on the fucking radio, like, I'm like, man, sure is nice doing my actual job. Hey, courtesy clerk, help some old lady carry her bag of potatoes. And I said, if only these weak old shits would take care of themselves. And I said,
everyone else should just die.
Everyone else should just die. As someone walks in front of me, just as we have this new line set up for to direct the flow of customers. They put this line directly in my fucking way. And so it pisses me off every single fucking, like, half an hour segment I'm working as this fucking group of people just walk in front of me. This fucking 20-line carts that I have to fucking... It's like a train, Ted. It doesn't stop dead. It's gotta fucking, like, preemptively stop. I'll just go right in front of me as I'm fucking walking. Like, ooh.
Alex, what if you get, like, a little train horn? You go, beep, beep.
We have a horn. I stopped using it because they don't listen to it.
Will they listen if you fucking bash their ankles?
Oh, God, it's just so tempting. Just saying, ooh, hey, look at me. Oh, all the handicap parking spots are taken. I'm going to park over here where the carts go in front of the garage door. And I said, I stepped. Somebody said, buddy, you've got 3 minutes to move before I just run into your car. Because I will get in trouble for it. He parked in a spot. I could just say, oh, sorry, sir, you shouldn't have parked there. You're in my spot, sir.
Sir, you're in my spot.
Yeah, so I tilt a lot.
That's a fucking Spoodie 1 SWAT 4 reference, Alex. No one's gonna get that except us.
Honestly. Whatever happened to Spoodie? Oh yeah, he went crazy. He got into a car accident. He survived, though, don't worry. But, anyway, I've said this before. I'm gonna say it again, though, for any, like, new viewers. There's this character in Persona 4 Arena. I don't remember his name. I just watched some of the cutscenes because I played Persona 4, but I didn't give a shit about the fighting game. He's got red hair, like this X on his face. He's this evil, evil edgelord. Adachi asks him, what do you want to destroy the whole world anyway? He says, because I just want to be by myself. Just me, myself, and I. And I thought, that's the stupidest shit ever. Then I started being a cart pusher, and one day walked in, someone put an electric cart on its side in the middle of a cart rail. He did that completely out of malice to make my job worse. And I thought, man, that guy's pretty relatable right now.
Alex, if all it takes for you to want to kill the entire race of humankind is someone inconveniencing you as a cart pusher, God, am I just glad that you're not a train conductor in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, good thing I wasn't in that fucking Russian, wasn't in that Russian sub with the grenades pelting me.
Alex, if you were in any place of authority, we would all be fucking dead.
Yes. Okay, so so what else did we happened to us recently? So,
oh, speaking of dead, I was typing this out and it made me slightly smile. It gave me a brief hit of dopamine. I typed Kim Jong Un dead, but I didn't put a space, so I just said Kim Jong undead ?
Yeah, so Kim's in a bad condition right now. We did a little episode in Korea, and by that I mean North Korea, basically. So here's the thing. People thinking he's dead or his brain activity has completely stopped functioning. Now, once again, I'm going to be the reasonable voice here. We're not going to coronavirus this one, Tad. So I went and Googled this just to make sure we didn't fuck this one up. So we thought Kim Jong-un died in 2014. uh-oh, he didn't die in 2014. Here's what they do. So Korea doesn't talk to anybody because they're like weird shut-in country because they're really secretive and shit, right?
They're judge... like you if you were a country.
Yeah, they talk to people. I just don't leave the fucking house unless I gotta go to fucking work. Now,
you threaten them with nukes.
I threaten them with nukes. Oh, get in my way, I was pushing carts. Get hit the fucking button if you don't get out of the way.
You just have a button on your cart machine that just says fucking kill them all.
Nuke it. So. Kim, we judge his health based on his appearances. So, like, for a while in 2014, Kim disappeared for, like, a whole month. We thought, oh, God, is he sick? Did he die? What happened? Though, God, they're being really secretive. And he comes back with a cane. Turns out he was just in surgery, got a cyst removed from his ankle. So, situation might be going right now where we last saw him on the 11th. And he didn't show up for April 15th, which is a big North Korean holiday. So again, rumors are thinking, okay, where is he? Is he okay? Is he dead? Is he sick? What's going on? Am I going to have to kill him? Am I going to have to replace him? What's going on? So, he's not in good health. We think that it might be, we have theories, because again, the spy network in North Korea is that very good. He's either got a brain thing going on, a respiratory thing going on, or his leg is acting up again, and he's in surgery again. We don't know. All the shit we know now are just rumors, and the thing I said that I read just said, we were wrong before, so just wait.
I think the source for the Kim Jong-un, like, brain thing, there was someone who put out a tweet and then deleted it, and then tweeted the same thing again later, because they weren't sure. Mm-hmm. I think they just wanted to be the first ones, you know? So, I think that's a good, that's a surprisingly level-headed statement coming from the man who wants to kill the world.
He wants to destroy the world for getting in his fucking way, for being weak.
So destroying the world, Alex. So I'm going to tell you how I've spent my quarantine, and then you tell me how you've spent yours. So with my quarantine, I was the first of my like friend group, because on the 20th, my job just closed. And it was really weird, by the way, on the 20th. That I was at work and we shuttered everything, locked all the doors. And then the guy who owns the pharmacy has like a really nice like bar set up. So he just went to the back, then pulled out a shitload of booze. And everyone just started drinking Coronas. I went to bed and I woke up. I'm like, oh, I better get ready for work. Oh, wait. Alex, do you know how fucking great it feels that I don't have to force myself to go to bed before I want to go to bed? Oh my God, like, listen, just stop working, everyone. Just don't work. What's the worst that can happen? Yeah, you'll become poor and you'll die, but you got at least, like, 4 months before anyone can legally kick you out, because the coronavirus.
So,
make enough money to donate to my Patreon. That's all I ask of you.
So,
but I've... No, I'm not done, Alex, shut up.
Okay.
So, the next person who went off was my cousin Joe. He worked at the movie theater. No one goes to the fucking movie theater right now. So Joe was telling me about some of the stuff that he does at the movie theater. So, okay, Alex. When they clean a movie theater, here's how Joe does it. So you have to go in there and you have to sweep it up into the little thing and then throw it in the garbage can at the top of the stairs, right?
Of course.
If Joe's all the way down by the screen, you know what he does?
What?
He takes all the garbage and just throws it behind the fucking screen. Yeah, the other way is you have to walk all the way back up there and dump it, and then walk all the way back down, and fuck it. Oh, shit. So me and Joe, since we're both unemployed, we've been watching a bunch of movies and shit, and planning for another skit thing that's going to be, like, a tenth of the length of Sit Boys, where Sit Boys got way too fucking bloated. For April Fool's, actually, what I was going to do is that we were going to film a bunch of Sit Boys extra scenes, like the Star Wars special edition. And we filmed most of it, got most of the stuff recorded. We just kind of, it just kind of fell off. Like, it didn't seem as interesting, you know, after hour 200 of working on it. So instead, when I realized, I'm like, oh, you know what, I'm going to have to do something different for April Fool's. It was like March 31st, or it was March 30th. Because it was 2 days before April Fool's. So I was like, oh, fuck. Shit, shit, fuck. Goddamn shit, shit, fuck. So here was my backup April Fool's plan. It was the opposite of the lo-fi beats. was going to be high-strung tunes to beat your meat to, and I was just going to put a bunch of hentai game music, like, on a live stream like that. And that's basically what I did. But I found someone who was, it was someone just in the Discord, and I pitched them a bunch of ideas for the lo-fi hip-hop stream background, and then just kept adding more and more shit. I think in total there's the phone rings, there's China, Alex, Joe in the bass department, there's a cloud that has Kumthulu, there's a truck that goes by that says Kyle's Honkin' Deals, Alex goes by on a boomer mobile, and then I think Bindaman also. So there's like 14 different variants.
It's really well done.
I got all of the files on March 31st at 11:40 p.m. So I had to make everything and get it all set up before like it hit 9 a.m. on April Fool's.
So I want to come in here and say a little behind the scenes work. So Ted messages me and I don't know, like, what was it, like fucking 2 in the morning, aka prime Alex fucking hours when I'm wide and awake. And he's like, Alex, I need you to download a bunch of this fucking music for me to put on this fucking thing. Also, make some ones up yourself and just add it to this fucking thing we're doing. I'm like, okay, I'll think of some music. So, take as me an example. It's a horse cock. And then, so I'm like...
No cock like horse cock.
From fucking, what is his name? Like, fucking Pepper...
Pepper Coyote.
Pepper Coyote, that's right, right. And he's like, all right, so give me some music like this. I'm like, okay. So I get Ted nothing but shitposts. I go to fucking Giva Sunder, get the classic... high quality rips. I get some Carlito songs in there. And Ted's like, Alex, they don't all need to be shitposts. I'm like, you open this up with horse cock, Tad. Of course
they
have
to. I didn't say it accusatory. I just said, they don't have to all be shitposts.
So I went up Ted again, and he asked for the Meat and Fuck Kingdom song. I said, I'll get you the Source song, fuck boy. I know that one. It's a Russian song. Or some Slavic song. And I just hit him up with that shit. You better have used it, by the way.
I did.
Okay, good. Yeah.
What I actually did was I put it on the Patreon. It's a free post. Anyone can see it. I posted it on YouTube, too. There's a zip file that has all of the things that you need, except the music files, of course. I don't have the music files in there. To set up your own live stream like that, it was actually surprisingly simple. So I had 9 variants of me just sitting there on the computer, and then I had 9 more where I wasn't blinking. I ended up just using all the blinking ones because I, fuck it. What I did was I'm like, okay, how can I randomize this? So what I did was I wasted 2 hours of my editing time trying to figure out how to get a 3D transform. Like, if you look closely on one of the monitors in the April Fool's thing, there's a picture of RuneScape that has this weird green outline. That's because that was a green screen. It was like an actual green screen on that monitor. What I tried to do is I tried to find a way that I could stream RuneScape and stretch and skew it to fit that, but I just could not fucking do it. So I had to I wasted 2 hours trying to figure that out, and then eventually just said fuck it and like took a screenshot and just put a picture of the woods in RuneScape on there and called it good. Because what I did was like I recorded wood cutting, right? Like of a guy chopping wood, and I like made it loop perfectly, and I did all this and did all that, and I put it down there, and I'm like, this, you can barely fucking tell it, fuck it, and just put an image. So I wasted 2 hours of that, and it's already 1 a.m. on April Fool's, so I'm like, shit. So I had to come up with like, okay, how can I randomize these videos? So what I did was I put it into my video editing program, and I went to randomnumbergenerator.com. I knew that there was 9, so I did 1 through 18, randomized it. What I would do is I would put anywhere between 2 to 4, and I just arbitrarily chose 2 and 4, of the me sitting there and doing nothing with nothing fancy happening. I put 2 to 4 of those, and then I would go to the random number thing, take the number, select the appropriate scene, put it in there, then put 2 to 4 of the nothing again. And I did that out of these 10-second clips to make about a 9-minute long video. Then I just took that video, copy paste. That's right, that was my original plan, but then it was going to take like 2 hours to process, and I don't have time for that. So then I realized, wait, why am I even doing this? I took the 9-minute video and the streaming thing I used, I set up a I set up a text element in the top left corner that would play the name of whatever the video was, of whatever was currently playing. And then I had it set to loop on a video file, and I just had it loop the video file. So if you pay really close attention, you could see the moment where it loops by keeping track of what appears when. You can kind of figure out that it's happening every 9 minutes. I don't think anyone really picked up on it, but if you ever want to set one of those up yourself, just check the Patreon, you know, LMTYA Patreon. It'll be there. I've got the zip file with all the instructions in it and everything. I'm surprised it turned out so good, because I had 6 hours to throw it together. Like, this was a slap job, and it turned out good. I'm very happy.
So that's what you do with your quarantine time then.
Yeah, that and RuneScape.
Going to say, because I never got the chance to chime in with the 3 days off of work I had. So 3 days isn't a lot of time, but no, it doesn't take a lot of time to beat Mega Man Zero, because the ZX collection came out. All the Zero games for the Game Boy Advance, as well as they include ZX and ZX Advent for the DS. Now, I mentioned it a little while ago during our admittedly old and not nearly as good as our current quality episode of the Mighty No. 9 one, where I'm a medium-sized Mega Man fan, you know? I play a decent amount of Mega Man. I had a lot of games when I was a kid. I had Mega Man 0, 1, and 2, but I never got 3 and 4, so I said, yeah, fuck it, this collection just came out. I'll fucking pick this up. I like 0, 1, and 2. And I was just playing that. I apparently already have 30 hours in that. And those games are like an hour or two each. That's how much Mega Man I've been playing. And I fucking love it. And I was also playing Animal Crossing, because Animal Crossing came out at the convenient time of, you know, everyone's inside their house doing nothing. Yeah. But again, I only had 3 days off, and I still work, unlike Tad, because I'm an essential employee. So, fortunately, it's all I really got to do with those 3 days. And I think we did the Ivan the Terrible podcast while I was off of fucking work. That's basically it. Let's see. What else have we done since this whole bullshit has been happening? Oh, check this out. I got hit with a 6.5 magnitude earthquake.
That's a high magnitude.
Yes,
it is.
That's
enough to KO a grass type.
Yeah, so...
No, I'm sorry. Enough to KO a... No, fuck, is grass... Listen, I don't know what ground is super effective against. Rock? Probably rock.
That's against ice or some shit. Anyway, point is, we hit with a 6.5, and as soon as it hit, or sorry, as soon as it was done hitting, everyone was like asking if I was okay. But I remember what I was doing during this. I was there. I knew exactly what happened. I was playing League of Legends with my friends, and everything started shaking in my house. Everything was like, oh shit, what the fuck is this going on here?
Did you think it was yourself getting so fucking mad at your friends playing inefficiently that you were about to explode?
No, I didn't. I wasn't that tilted yet. Oh, we weren't there yet. Albert and you didn't get to me just yet. I was still willing to play with them. I thought it was the washing machine going off the fritz for a second. I thought, damn it, Sherry, what did you put in the fucking washing machine now? Wait a minute, the washing machine wouldn't be shaking the entire fucking house. Shit. The microphone was all, like, reverberating like crazy. And I was loading into a game like, well... I hope I don't die to play this fucking game! And
did you really just keep playing League?
Yeah, it was loading. I'm gonna die for you guys! And then it stopped. I'm like, well, okay, good. I was worried I was gonna have to fucking abandon this shit. Apparently my aunt was out in the
walk. Abandon this mortal coil to keep playing League of Legends.
Alright, so that's apparently what I'm gonna do. So when Yellowstone explodes, everybody, if I'm in the game of League of Legends, I guess I'm gonna keep playing it.
I mean, so, what can you do? I mean, if you hop off the game of League, are you just going to be like, oh, sorry, Volcano, you can't explode right now. I'm trying to run, you know, I'm trying to play support Ivern, and it's really not working.
Okay, so my aunt was out on a walk, and apparently, I guess, a couple of yards from the house was in the safe zone, because she didn't feel shit out there.
Huh, that's crazy.
Yeah, but apparently everything at work was okay, because, like, the earthquake hit in, like, weird, like, zigzag patterns, because apparently no one at work felt it, but, like, people down the street from work were shaking like crazy. I don't know, but I lived, bitch.
Oh, damn, you got him. You sure showed that. Did you win the game of League?
Yes, actually. So, another thing. I was playing fucking Valorant, right? AKA CSGO, yeah. But Overwatch. Now, I want to make this really brief. I'm really bad at Counter-Strike, apparently. I'm slowly learning it, but holy fuck. I've been playing Team Fortress and Halo and Gears and shit, where you run around in Fortnite and jumping around and shit, giant dodge bullets when you fight. CSGO, you gotta stop moving. That is the complete opposite muscle memory I've learned from, like, 10 years of playing these fucking games, right? Fucking hard as shit. Also, it's a botnet Bitcoining all your fucking Bitcoin mining all your shit as you play Valorant. Blah blah blah. Chinese this and Chinese that. Whatever. You heard it all fucking before. Don't play it. Next, I really want to get to this about Riot Games. Okay, so Tad and Alba, one fucking day, one fateful evening of playing League of Legends, made me almost as bad as old people do at work. I got so mad at them that I now refuse to play League of Legends with any of my friends ever again. So, have you guys ever seen that picture of, oh, you really fucked up there, Kyle? I'm the guy who's telling Kyle he fucked up. Now, I'm just a gold shitter. Gold used to be fucking cool back in the day. It's not anymore. I just hit gold for the fucking border and skin and then stop playing. I'm real lazy about ranked. But here's the thing. I've played ranked enough where I know, like, I know how to play League and, like, when people are fucking up, right? I can see it. I'm not Masters or Grandmasters or Challenger, but I can tell when you're sucking. I can tell when you're spinning around in a circle in a team fight and got me killed. You know who you were. It wasn't you, Tad. It was another person I played with. I see that shit.
And what is Ivern supposed to do, Alex? I throw in these. I can't walk in. I'll die.
So, like, the thing is that...
Am I supposed to position and provide vision to areas? Listen, Alex, that's... Why are you trying so hard, dude? Why are you being a tryhard?
So, I do this thing where I try to win, and Tad does this thing where, oh, what the hell? Hey, everybody, this D&D campaign, I'm gonna roll to intimidate the fucking door, haha. Whoa, why is everyone getting so mad at me, Lamal? I'm just trying to have a fucking fun time.
Alex, that is fake news. Ooh, that is the opposite of who I am.
I'm Tad.
There is a... Listen here, you little shit. There is a difference between playing and having fun and playing to have fun at the expense of other people. Like, here's an example where it's like, okay, so I'm playing Ivern. Here's an example of someone who's like a real piece of shit. Is like, they throw their Q, and then Ivern's Q, if you right-click on someone or you accidentally press Q, you'll swoosh right up to them. So they throw that, and then they kill themselves, and then they hit you with a mix-up. They're like, oh shit, I did something dumb and I died. I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna play it off and laugh and say, haha, whoa, haha, you know, I meant to do that, guys. Why are you taking this so seriously? Because they're trying to cover up the fact that they're a fucking moron who ruined everything. That's not what I do. What I do is I throw my Q, and then, like, I won't intentionally, like, do something really stupid like that.
You're starting to think, like, oh, shit, that is me.
No, because what'll happen is that, like, there are, like, okay, so let's say I'm playing Veigar. And I drop a W, and, like, I kill something else, and I end up kill-stealing from someone, and they get really mad because now Vayne's down a kill. It's like, calm the fuck down. Like, you're fine. This slight advantage, you're not in Challenger, you fucking gold piece of shit. Like, these levels of small things that people get petty about.
That's fake news, because Veigar still scales. You only get upset if a non-scaling support like Blitzcrank, you know who you are, steals one of your fucking kills. That's when you get upset. That's when you get mad. If Brand or, like, Pike take it, oh well, he's still gonna contribute to the fucking team, because this game's fucking stupid. See, Tad does this thing where he's like, hey, everybody, I'm gonna not do the correct thing. Hey, Tad, can you do the correct thing? I'm Tad, and I'm still talking about Evangelion Neon Genesis bullshit. Hey, Tad, do the correct thing. Oh, shit, sorry, you're right. Maybe I should start opening my fucking ears. Sorry, there was corn stuck in there. Hey, you guys ever heard of Eva? By the way, it's so fucking good. By the way, have you ever heard of Lord of the Rings? I don't think a lot of people have really fully appreciated the most common fucking anime and fantasy story ever created. The thing that literally everyone else has seen in the world. Oh, man. Have you guys ever heard of My Hero Academia? I just started watching it, and I'm really trying to... My cousin's trying to get me to watch Naruto. I've never really given that a chance. Look at me, I'm Ted. I'm fucking up.
Alex, do you work for Fox News? Because that's a lot of fake news you're spewing.
Hey, Ted, can you do the correct play?
No.
So anyway, this is... Now, Ted is at least has the audacity, has the humbleness to say, oops. Now, that sounds like nothing, but let me tell you guys something about people who play League of Legends. Oops is not in most people's vocabulary. I'm sorry is also not in people's vocabulary. And not vocabulary.
Listen, Alex, I can never show weakness in League of Legends. If I show weakness, they'll tear me to pieces in this fucking video game for children.
Okay, it's like, for teenagers.
My name is Thomas League of Legends, and I sure love... quote-unquote love, no one ever actually enjoys playing League. I love League of Legends, and I have to if ever at any point I feel at fault for something, I gotta shunt that off to all my teammates. I can never be at fault because then I'll feel bad about myself. My name's Thomas R. League of Legends. Boy, I sure do love playing Vayne and Morgana.
So there's this guy named Alba. He's been on the podcast a couple times, and I fucking hate him so much in League of Legends. I don't think there's any person in the world, next to old people at work, who make me this fucking mad, because he looks things up, he tries to copy strats, and he tries to play the game, like, well. And you're thinking, well, what's the problem with that?
He plays with a locked camera at all times.
Now, that already is making you reel back in disgust, but here's what got me, right? Right, now, he wanted to get back into the game, and he used to tilt like crazy. He's worse, you know how I act at right now, where it took me a little bit? That's how he acted right out of the gate, right? So, that's how he acts in fighting games, too, now that I think about it. Anyway, so, we all didn't want him to play, but he insisted because he watched one of the two best friends play it on Twitch, so I guess that was enough. Not to see his God King do it, so now he must as well, being the sheep that he is. He saw his shepherd fucking doing it. So, I said, okay, so he hasn't played the game in, like, fucking how many years, so I can get playing with a light camera just to get back into the groove of it, right? I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But you should probably unlock your camera to try to fucking learn and try to see where people are at. And he says, no. He immediately says, not in a nice way, he just cuts me off and says, no. So now Alba is officially dead to me as a human being. He has officially guided my way while I was pushing carts. So now everything he said, because he did this criminal thing where he disobeyed me. So now, anytime he speaks, I remember that time where he was told to, here's a way to get better nicely, and denied it. Now he is officially the most iron shitter I've ever seen. This plywood bracket motherfucker who refuses to play the game correctly. Now, Ted, I did comparisons to him into his face right there. And that was enough to push him to play better. I said, man, Alba, I sure do love playing Zangief, but doing it SPD is too hard. I just like the normal throw people. He said, it's not the same thing. I said, no, it's basically the same thing. But he still doesn't unlock his camera. He had a really good hot take. Now, again, a bigger league player in the comment section is gonna love this one. He once said, oh, man, I didn't see them coming. They came from off screen. Tad, there is no such thing as off screen in League of Legends. You can look at the whole map at all times. He plays Vel'Koz. The only time
there's something like, oh, he plays Vel'Koz the locked camera? Oh, that's unfortunate.
Now you might think, wait a minute, Vel'Koz's skills go past the camera. How does he see what he's doing? He doesn't. He just guesses where people are. He is like Daredevil. He's just blind. And like listening to the fucking winds as he's fucking throwing knives.
There's a couple of my friends that did that. And what I did to try and coach them to fix it was I was like, hey, you know what you should probably do? Increase your mouse sensitivity so that you don't have to go across your entire mouse pad to move across the screen. That's why you're keeping it on locked camera. Just up your fucking sensitivity. Granted, it only worked for like half of them, but still.
Okay.
So, the other one is the one that has the 30% leave rate, but he spent hundreds on leagues, so they never banned him.
Okay, so check this out. So Alba refuses to get better, and he, you know, denies everything, and he talks a lot of shit. And the reason I tilt so hard is because he talks like he knows what he's fucking talking about, but he plays like absolute fucking plywood dog shit. So it makes me fucking upset. And he drags me down. He drags me down in all of my games. And then he acts like he knows what he's fucking talking about. And the worst part is that whenever I tell him how to play, he refuses to listen. Example. No, Tab, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I have one really just... where's that nuke button on my fucking park cart machine remote? Fucking... Pike left the lane. I said, Alba, watch out. He's probably... Because he was an executioner. So Pike can just instantly kill you with his ultimate. It's an execute. And I said, watch out, he's coming for you. He just refused to listen. Alba, watch out, he's coming for you. Alba, watch out. Alba, run, you fucking idiot! And he said, don't tell me how to play. And he cut himself off because Pike fucking just crawls in like a fucking bug out of fucking Fog of War. And Alba flashes to dodge the ult. And I said, hey, Alba, maybe next time you should fucking listen when I'm telling you something, you fucking tool. I was just so fucking... He refuses to fucking obey me. This fucking peon doesn't listen to his fucking god. I am only gold. But to this fucking plywood, I might as well be fucking Jehovah. Holy fuck, dude. Is this what a diamond player feels like when they look at me play? Is this what it's like? Is this what it's like being challenger? Like, just... It's not that he's bad. Because, like, I play with other people that are bad. It's the fact that he talks so much shit and then plays so much like shit and then refuses to fucking listen, right? Like, it's just, ooh, another guy I play with just said, I was like, hey, why don't you fucking play better, goddammit, instead of making me fucking lose? Because there's a, you ever hear the phrase, win lane, lose game? I say that every day, pretty much, because of these people I play with. Because of these friends, in air quotes, that
they're
I happen to
know.
They're
not my friends because they're bad at League of Legends, so I can't be friends with them anymore, right, Alex?
They're basically clowns to me, all right?
Alex, I'm sorry, were you saying that I was the Grinch?
No, Ted, I'm an edgy anime villain, remember? These weaklings I happen to know. I'm like Vegeta in the early Dragon Ball Z right now.
Are you wearing a pink shirt that says Bad Man right now?
Yes. You know, it's Tilt Man. So he, I told him, that maybe you should play better and stop having me lose. And he said, I cannot get better at this game. I am not able to increase my skill level at all. It's too difficult for me. And I said, oh, okay. So, apparently I'm the bad guy for telling them to play better.
Yeah, you kind of are. There's no universe in which you're the good guy.
Ted. Hold up, Ted. Again, anyone who actually plays League is going to have my back on this.
Anyone who plays League is not a real person.
Stop dragging me down. I told you to play better. Here is how you play better. So be more efficient with your skill usage. Unlock your fucking camera and click on the enemies until they die. I have now made you better than everyone I know. That's all you need to be good at League of Legends. Just to murder the opponent. Just pick a fucking early game... Morty. Fucking early game stomping character. Kill them 3 times and they are now officially checked out of the game. That's all it takes to win.
Friends are for silver players.
Friends are for fucking bronzies. People like me, we don't have fun. We don't like the people we play with. We pick set. We pick, or in my case, because, hey, I have to AD carry. Do you see my past 70 games as ADC? You know what my least favorite role is? ADC. Yes, I'm playing ADC in Season 10. Know who I'm playing? Misfortune and Aphelios. Who are my favorite carries? Give you a hint, it's not those two. Those two are just broken right now. I am that guy. I have to make up for my... When my friends are like, I want to play Cho'Gath and I want to play Morgana Jungle, I said, well, guess I'm playing Misfortune today. Gotta make up for their lack of damage and skill. Gotta make up for these clowns in this clown car I'm driving next to. Ooh, boy. Hey, I'm fucking Goofy driving the car all mad, and there's all the fucking just clowns in the back honking their noses. Ooh, look at me. I'm physically enabled to get me better at the game. Ooh. Anyway, yeah, I hate everyone I play with. I don't play with them anymore.
It sounds to me like maybe you should just not play League of Legends.
No, I shouldn't play with people. Okay, so Ted, if you ever get mad at a game of League, I guess I'm still on this. If you ever get mad at a pubby for losing you the game, like say the 0-13 Jax I had in a ranked game once.
Holy shit.
I was upset at him. I was upset at him. He was just inting. He was just throwing the game away. That win lane lose game, by the way. He made me lose all by himself. And I thought, at least I can report him. I never have to see him again. So say Alba loses me the game. He's still on this fucking Discord call with me, and I still have to look at him. I have to look at his fucking face. I just sit there and think, there's that fucking rat, that fucking peon of a human being, who's in my fucking face right now, and he dares ask me, hey, want to play again? I'm about to fucking, what the fuck?
You're a powder keg.
Push the fucking button. I'm fucking just, anyway, yeah, so I hate all of them, and yes, I completely hate them all, because they have lack of skill in this one video game that I play with them. They're all just stepping stones for my victories, okay?
I hope you enjoy that gold skin for a character you don't even play.
Yeah, I want to point out that none of those skins have ever been for a character I like. Okay, well, actually, Ted, oh, okay. Sorry, this is the last bit, I swear. This is the last, the last bit. No, this is the last bit of League, I swear. I'm going to end it here. End it here, okay?
End it all.
It's not about the skin. It never has been. Now, you might be thinking, why do you do it then, Alex? Okay, so Originally, I wanted to do it just because it was cool. Like, in season two, that's when I first got gold. That's back when it was
hard,
by the
way. Can I take
a
guess as to what your reasoning is? Is it because you're fucking addicted because the game is set up so that you have to get just one more win and that you have to have the status symbols?
No. No, it isn't. No, it's actually because of one person tilting me. It's one person, Dad. One person ruined my life. It wasn't even one of you guys either. It was actually Puppy this time. So check this out. Season three, I'm like... I actually was like you. I was reasonable. I'm like, it's for Elise. Because the skin was already revealed. I don't play Elise. I don't even own Elise. Well, at least at the time. Now I own every character. But at the time, I didn't. I'm like, I don't care. I played a couple races and I was silver. I'm like, I don't even fucking care about climbing. I just did my couple placements and just, like, tossed it away. Ranked's kind of gay. Probably shouldn't say that in 2020. Ranked's kind of homosexual. Ranked is kind of literally fucking another man in the ass. Ranked is kind of Greek mythology characters. Greek is really Achilles. Greek was very unfun. Greek was a fuck. League was very unfun. I just fucking Daffy Ducked myself.
Daffy Ducked.
League wasn't fun. League was unfun at the moment. So I was just silver and had a silver border. One day, an Azir was feeding 0 and 8. And I said, hey, dude, you should probably, this was like a season four, you should probably stop feeding. And he said, okay, silver. And right there, Ted, it all died.
Just fucking everything went so just doom, 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 doom. Silver.
He didn't care about any... He didn't care about how good I was doing in that situation. I had the loading screen that was silver. Now, Ted, it didn't matter anymore. It wasn't about the skins. Wasn't about the fun. Wasn't about anything. It was about having that border to make sure that the puppies at baseline would listen to me. It's all about communication. I need to have a certain X amount of clout so that they... do what they're fucking told. Because what pisses me off the most, Ted... it's probably a hint. You've already heard it now... people who get in my way or disobey me. He did both of those things. So now I have to get gold so that to lower the chances of people disobeying or getting in my way. Anyway, other thing that that happened that I really wanted to talk about during this whole bit. Yeah, so I'm sure the public opinion of me has decreased a lot. Just don't play League with me. Guilty Gear Strive, the beta came out. Now, people have probably talked to me in the public Discord, I really like Guilty Gear. I played at Evo and actually went positive because of those two buys. Wink. I played Faust and Haihun back in Exerd. And people have been talking to me and asking me, what do you think of the beta? So I'm just going to get this out of the way. First off, we're going to do the baseline, the one that everybody of every skill level, of every clout can agree. The lobby looks like shit. I hate the lobby. The lobby is so poo-poo, stinky, uggo, and it's actually surprising because Arxis has been hitting it out of the ballpark every single lobby. They've just gotten better and better and better, and always with the one consistent theme of a little avatar character running around in the lobby playing arcade machines. They've basically done that in Blaze Blue and then just been going up and up and up and up and up. And even their recent game, which was Grand Blue, still had that same system. For whatever reason, Strive, they just decide, hey guys, what if we just took a big, fat, stinking, Albatabar locked camera League of Legends play all over this? So now, instead of little cute avatars, it's these little pixelated Xbox Live Arcade freeware game where you just run around and jump around this little 2D platforming lobby and you have to fight with people. Now, aesthetically, it is ugly as shit. It is gross and doesn't really seem to work with Guilty Gear whatsoever. But the thing that really hits it out of the ballpark is that the little avatars are desynced from each other. So it's actually really hard to walk up and challenge somebody because he might have moved or jumped somewhere else. Before, you used to sit at an arcade machine so you could tell the guy is sitting there waiting for someone to play with him, right? He is literally letting everyone know he wants to fight. Everyone is moving at one point. What would happen is people would just stand up in clumps, so there'd be like 20 avatars in one spot you couldn't tell, and they would just start mashing X to make sure they can get into a fight. So you might fight the same guy 10 times, or you might fight 10 different people. Who knows? It's desynced. That is atrocious, and I am appalled by how they're able to get it right for like a decade and then just fucking drop the ball like this. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Who did you put in that department? Get him out of there. I would straight up, and I mean this, I would rather you delay the game for like an extra 2 months just to make a better lobby. Because I mean, that's where you're going to be for 90% of your gameplay in a fighting game.
Is there a menu that you can navigate to direct challenge people?
No.
Yes. See, I thought it was just like, oh, the easiest way is to run up and, like, obviously you'd be able to...
I would have preferred a menu system, like Street Fighter, compared to that thing. No, because remember, it's a beta, so the, obviously ranked mode before was a menu thing that you queued up into, but obviously there was no ranked mode in fucking the beta. So maybe the ranked mode will be that, so maybe this will be the first anime fighter where people use ranked instead of casual matches, because if you didn't know, that's a trope. Everyone just sits around in the lobby instead of doing ranked. There's basically no clout in a fucking anime fighter like that. So anyway, everything else is pretty sick. The visuals are great, the music's fucking great, like Faust's theme. Everyone's gonna share the easier combos. I agree. They should probably fix the combo system and make it a little more like Guilty Gear rather than just where everyone pretends they're Potemkin. Potemkin is basically the same character. At least he gets to survive in this. When you get in the actual groove of it, there is some pretty sick shit you can do. They're trying to make the game more grounded and more like anime Street Fighter than everyone's in the air just hitting buttons like crazy like every other anime fighter. Uh-huh. I don't necessarily like it. Not a lot of other Guilty Gear players are really mixed on this, where we don't play Guilty Gear to play Street Fighter, we play Guilty Gear to play Guilty Gear, you dig? But I actually have an explanation. I'm gonna drop this sick fact on you. Have I explained this before at Noise Boys? I think I might have. Of why they're doing this?
It's news to me, so I don't think so.
Okay, so here's why they're doing this. So I know I've mentioned this one for a fact, because Roy mentioned it in our podcast Discord. Now, fighting games don't make a lot of money. I've talked about this, I brought up the numbers, where Street Fighter 2 made sold like 12 million over the course of its entire life, and then Smash Brothers finally beat that. Smash Bros. Ultimate did 15 million in a way shorter lifespan. Street Fighter Third Strike temporarily killed fighting games in the 2000s and only sold like fucking, what was it, like 90,000 units? Compared to 12 million. Like, that was huge. And Alpha sold a couple million. It was less, but, like, still, like, enough to be successful, right? Third Strike, or Street Fighter 3 was just oof. And so, every fighting game has to ride Street Fighter's coattails. Because Street Fighter is the only fighting game people care about. Now, again, you're going to disagree with me, but I'm right. Why are you booing me? I'm right. Fighter fails, fighting games die. Street Fighter 3 killed fighting games. People were like SNK were trying to make fighting games in the 2000s. SNK went bankrupt three times from 2000 to 2013. Like, they just were not making money. Fighting games essentially died. People thought they were a fad. They didn't come back until Capcom made Street Fighter 2 on the Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network Arcade, sold a bunch of copies, and like, oh, people like fighting games again? Okay, we'll make Street Fighter 4 and revive fighting games. There's a brief history right there.
The 09ers, yeah.
Why am I saying this? So, Guilty Gear came out in like the, what was it, like the 90s? Because on PlayStation 1, the Guilty Gear 1, Arxis brought that game out. And this came out right when Street Fighter 3 came out, aka the fighting game Death. So, Guilty Gear was always way less popular than everything else because they came out as a new IP at literally the worst time and never really went anywhere. So, they started making other games like a beat-em-up game called, like, Akuza or whatever. They made a fucking, like, MOBA-looking game. They had a fucking DS game. Where SNK was losing money, they started making visual novels. Arxis was like, well, guess fighting games are dead, too. Wait a minute, no, they're not. They're like, what do you mean? Check this out. Maybe it's Guilty Gear. What if we made something with more broad appeal? And so they made Blaze Blue. But they made Blaze Blue, guess what it came out, Tad?
09.
Give you a hint. Well, technically it was in 08, but that's when Street Fighter 4 came out on arcade. And then they both had console releases in 09. So, Blaze Blue, they were the unlucky ones. Now they were the lucky ones. They came out at literally, like, the exact time to give an alternative fighting game right when fighting games picked back up. Then they just started just pumping out Blaze Blue. And then, now, I was originally told a story that they didn't own the rights to Guilty Gear and they lost it. But then I looked that up. They always self-published their own game, so I don't know where the fuck someone told me that story from. Like that DS game they made in 2006 that failed, they made that themselves, so like, eh. But at one point, someone in Arxis just said, hey guys, no one was great, what, making money off Blaze Blue. I fucking hate Blaze Blue. Yeah, I hate it too. Fuck Blaze Blue. He takes a cigarette, like rubs it in Blaze Blue's face. So they just cancel Blaze Blue forever. They just kill it. They end the series by saying, everyone's dead, the end. So then they get Guilty Gear back out of nowhere in, like, what was it, 2012, 2013? They make Guilty Gear Exert Sign. And then this is where Arxis gets its new art style that they've just been pumping out in every game. None of that 2D shit they were making before. Now it's all this 3D cinematic angle fucking cinematic lighting bullshit. And they were just like, yeah, pump all the fucking money! Just into the fucking game!
We'll make your anime fighter, yeah!
Yeah. Guilty Gear sold 90,000 units.
That's not a lot.
That's not a lot. So they're like, oof, ouch, oof, my bones. Well, that was a big waste. I hope that four-hour movie cutscene story mode we made didn't just bite us in the ass. So it bit them in the ass. So then they are like, okay, well, we need some money and fast. We can make really pretty games. Hey, we can make really pretty games. Anyone want to fucking hire us? Bandai Namco's like, here's Dragon Ball Z. And like, okay, time to make a bunch of money. And they made a shitload of money off of Dragon Ball Z Fighters. Put that money into the next Guilty Gear, Guilty Gear Rev 2. Guilty Gear Rev 2 didn't make that much money. Okay, so hey, anyone want to give us some more money? Okay, here's Grand Blue. Sweet, thanks for the Grand Blue money. Here's Guilty Gear Strive. Okay, this time we're not gonna fuck this up. So why was Guilty Gear failing? We made it pretty. We made it sound good. We had a cool story mode for casuals. Why did no one buy our game? Well, everyone bought Dragon Ball. Why did everyone buy Dragon Ball? Dragon Ball was really easy. Wait a minute. Stylish. Visuals. Easy. Stylish. Visuals. Easy. Style. Style. Easy. Style. 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 Crank up the graphics! So that's why Guilty Gear Strive. That's why Guilty Gear Strive is as simplified in air quotes as it is. Because Dragon Ball Z made a fuckload of money. It was very popular. And you were at Evo, Ted, with me. They were watching that. Notice how everyone was screaming in the crowd for whenever Cell showed up?
Yeah.
Telltale pops up. The Arxis will remember that. They know that to them, all that matters is being cool, flashy, easy, and dumb.
Is Dragon Ball FighterZ particularly easy?
So, obviously, to shitters like us, it's going to be a little harder. But, like, in the grand scheme of things, it's way more dumbed down than it's the thing that was that it replaced, which was Marvel, where Marvel was just, like, a fucking clusterfuck of a game. Obviously, like, half the people that play Marvel are not going to play it at an efficient level, same with Dragon Ball. But to Arxis, you know, again, it doesn't matter, like, the stats of the realism doesn't matter. It's the stats they're looking at, right? They see this game sold way more, and people were screaming at this in the crowd. Why did this sell way more? Oh, it's because of this, this, and this. The charts say this. So now Guilty Gear Strive is cranked up the graphics to 11, cranked up the music where now, instead of a couple of lyrical tracks, literally every theme song for every character so far anyway seems to be a lyrical thing. That's why the combos are easier. That's why the cinematic supers are even more cinematic-y. That's why you have the wall bounce thing. That's why you have all of that shit. And they're being validated because I showed you this on Twitter live when they were having their little Arxis-like Evo thing before, you know, the coronavirus hit. When they were showing off a new trailer, the crowd was singing Bullshit Blazing. So they think they're doing the right thing. So I want to let everyone know that when you're giving your criticisms, they're listening to the fucking crowd, and they're technically giving the crowd what they want. So here's your monkey's paw, here's your new Guilty Gear that's a little easier, and here's it curling up right there. Anyway, so that's why. So Dragon Ball Z's success is the reason Guilty Gear will die. I'm doing massive air quotations with that, because I love Guilty Gear, but it's never been a high-selling franchise, guys. Let's not get a little stupid here. Anyway, there's a little brief history of Guilty Gear, I guess.
I still don't know anything about Guilty Gear that makes it different to play than any other anime fighter.
So, Dad, that was a really long episode. We talked a lot about a bunch of random bullshit, but I want to make it a little bit longer. I want to give the people something they've been asking for a lot in the comments. Dad, I got a couple of stupid fucking questions right here.
I say there's no such thing as a stupid question, but
why beepy yard?
Logically, I'm going to look at this fecal matter and treat it as a bullet.
What the fuck is a feral pigeon?
Let's take it serious for a second here.
Guess I'll just go cure cancer instead of going to China.
It's actually a pretty interesting question. This weird, fucked up Arkansas pollen.
Feed me, Seymour! Feed me, crow!
Thank you for ruining this podcast, Alex.
Alright, Dad. I know it's been a while, and the fans who have stuck with us for an hour, which is probably like 10 of you, are gonna love this. So, Dad, I got a real good one here.
Okay.
And you gotta stick with me, because this is a bit. Just trust me on this, alright?
God everyone, damn it. Stick with okay.
Me. Tad, how much different would the video game Bloodborne be if you replace the word blood with cum? So
can
you're
I,
playing From
can
Software's
I end the
cum
recording?
So you're playing Cumborn. You're watching that cutscene with Lawrence, and it's like, remember our adage, we are made men by the cum, undone by the cum, fear the old cum. But now, hit me on this one, all right? So imagine how much different the video game code vein would be if you replace the word blood with cum.
I mean, isn't that normal code vein?
Do you have any idea what this is? That's cum, sir. Hey, hey, Louis, you smell that? Yeah, I do, Yakubo. That's fresh human cum. I can't believe it. We've been sustaining ourselves by drinking my sister's cum. Now, Dad, you play. Now, imagine how much different would the video game Monster Girl Quest be if you replace the word cum with blood?
I hate this, okay, Alex.
So, yeah, sorry, that's...
How much brain power did it take for that one? Oh, look, I got a question here. It's from Alex12345. Message title is cum. The body is dicker balls.
I thought of that at work. I thought it was the funniest fucking shit I've ever thought of.
Thought about it at work about 6 months ago, you know, took it to some workshops, and this is what we came up with.
Okay. Okay, I have... I think it's very funny.
Fuck you, Alex.
Okay.
Wasted my time.
Now that I've officially killed your podcast, I do have a genuine question. A genuine question from Binyot88. Yeah, that's right. I actually fucking wrote some down from fucking like 6 months ago when we last did an episode. Okay. So he has a really simple question, and it's not cum related.
Doubt it.
Why do beavers make dams? So now that this 8-year-old asked this really stupid question you could have just fucking Googled, I will now answer it for you. They live in the dams that's their homes. They just live there. They just build their houses in the fucking water because they're assholes. They put their fucking houses of sticks and they put rocks there to make sure it doesn't wash away. They're just douchebags.
They do it because it makes a house a home. Because now their food source is right next to them. They have shelter from the elements. And it's kind of hard to, like, go in a beaver dam to, like, get a beaver if you're, like, a bear. Like, you can't just do that. A beaver will fucking bite you.
Okay, so what here, do you got, Dad?
I got a question from Jimbo S. Is Sonic real? Alex, so you saw the Sonic movie, right?
Yes, I did. It was very good. I think we forgot to mention that in the fucking Noise Boy section of this video. And that's the first thing on my list. Haha, whoops.
Well, Alex, here's what I want to know. Okay, so... Is Sonic real? What if they kept the fucking gremlin, but it was the... I want to see the gremlin Sonic. Because imagine all these scenes of the movie. Oh, man, Sonic, we're going to miss you when you're gone. And he's just... like, he's trying to run around and be a superhero, but he's got his fucked up, squashed in body.
So, I'm really happy they changed it. That's the only reason I even saw that fucking movie.
I knew that they actually had to change it because the merchandise. So I was a part of the camp where it's like, this is just a publicity thing. Until I saw the merchandise, like the Halloween costumes that they quickly repainted to look like the new Sonic. And I was like, oh, shit. Wow. OK. Yeah, I guess this is legit, huh?
Well, yeah, but also, they would never do a marketing thing like that because, Ted, how many of those fucking movies have you seen where they fucking make a weird, realistic version of a cartoon character that looks like shit? I mean, they've done that for, like, 20 years now. Like, that's been a thing, but they've been making, like, what was it, Paramount? Paramount needed a hit, apparently, and it was also the director himself went to the fucking, like, smoking room, the fucking Monstars bad guys fucking, like, he ain't nothing, kid, into the fucking room of directors and said... You literally have to do this or you will all lose your fucking jobs. And they're like, okay, fine. And so they did it. It was like a really last minute thing. But it's also why it took multiple months because it wasn't just Sonic. Because it was also those echidnas at the start had to be redone. And also, spoilers, Tails shows up at the very end. And he had to be redone, no doubt, too. And here's the thing I noticed, though. Have you noticed that? You watched the movie, right?
Yeah.
Notice the owl was still really realistic.
Yeah, the owl was, like, normal, which is weird.
I think they didn't have enough time to make her more cartoony, too. Because she's actually based on a thing in the Sonic game. She's based on this one JPEG of an owl in, like, a Green Hill Zone on a totem pole. So I think they didn't have time to do that, and they just rolled with her being realistic, even though no one else, and none of the other animals were. That's just my game theory on that, though, too, because people run out of time a lot if you've ever followed, like, the cutting room floor on a bunch of shit.
I assumed when I watched the movie that was, like, the Sonic like comics, like deepest lore stuff, and I was really surprised that they even bothered with that and they didn't just kind of half-ass the story.
No, they did in fact make her up for the movie. Well, I mean, based her on the chip, you know what I mean. The name and everything else is for the movie. So, good movie, by the way. Dumb, but it was fun. I liked it. And one thing I'm sad, I'm going to say it. One thing that disappointed me, I expected the Wrecking Ball out of Eggman's machine at like the very end. They didn't pull it out.
Oh, yeah, that would have been fun. Then Sonic could have jumped on it and said, he comes in like a Wrecking Ball. And he could have done that thing.
Totally thought that was going to happen. But I liked all the other references. I really liked Jim Carrey Eggman was great. I liked all the little references. I was that guy. I was ATSTs, ATSTs. They're still called Bad Nicks. He's flipping the switches. When he was looking through music, there was Crush 40 that flew by. When he had like the thing of planets, there was a little Sega Saturn logo. And before anyone asks, yes, the first thing I did when they showed the Sega thing was look for knights. And I found them. They're up in the top right. But anyway, what was your next question? If Sonic was real, it would be awful and horrifying. Okay, next question.
I did not have a question.
Oh, that was the only one you had?
All
right.
Yeah, all I had was haha, cum, penis, or balls, or whatever, and then the Sonic one.
Okay.
I do have a quote.
Some actual questions.
I have a quote that I'm going to end this podcast episode with once we get... Once we fortunately get to the point where this podcast can be mercifully killed.
Okay. Check this out.
No.
BitVid64 asked this 10 days ago, and I forgot about it, so I had to fucking control F for it. I know this is going to make me look bad considering my first question, but I promised... A promise is a promise.
Alex, you are literally like an evil dictator. I don't think you can look any worse right now.
Okay.
You spent 20 minutes in this podcast shit-talking your friend's ability to play League.
Okay. Is there such... BitVid asked this. Is there such a thing as a good porn game?
This game will try to make you come.
Okay, so I had to ask the question, how many people have played a porn game for the game part? Like, I feel like a bunch of people will, like, pass a bad game because it has porn in it. Think about it.
Alex,
hold up.
No, okay, yeah, because I just remembered, I saw a fucking Weebum of the most, the worst porn game I've ever seen in my fucking life.
So, like... If you're playing a game that has, like, a sex scene, like, if you're playing a fucking visual novel or, like, say, Mass Effect, you wouldn't call Mass Effect a porn game, right? You wouldn't call... Well, you might call Fate a porn game, but nowadays, but, like, you wouldn't have called, like, Uwari Umono. Yeah, that's a name you guys, you weebs, haven't heard in a fucking while. I played that shit. Yeah, that's right. I fucking played it. You wouldn't call that a porn game, right? For just having a sex scene, like, 5.5 hours in, right? You wouldn't say that. But you would call... You would call Breeding Season a porn game because the main objective is to fuck, right? Like, the main objective of Mass Effect isn't to fuck, say, Tali, aka the best girl. It's to shoot shit. That's just a part of it. But Breeding Season, the main goal is to fuck all those monster girls, right? The main goal of Monster Girl Island is to get fucked by that shark girl who strangles you. What's another fucking porn game? The main girl of... The main goal of... I got nothing. I'm not gonna throw myself under the bus any more than I have to.
I read an article in Vice that was some guy used the company credit card to try and test out 10 different "this game will make you come in 15 seconds" games on Pornhub. A lot of them straight up just brought him to, like, coolmathgames.com. Like, those kind of websites where they have, like, Crush the Castle, where then they also just have, like, Orc Fuck Island right next to it.
Okay.
The worst porn game I've ever seen. I never played it. I've only ever seen Weebums that people posted. It's like this little rat guy, and you try to get some cheese, but everything in the game crushes your testicles. And it has like these walnuts that show up on screen and they get cracked, and it is the worst fucking thing I've ever seen.
What does this have to do with porn though? Is the rat fucking the cheese?
No, it's like fucking cock and ball torture, CBT. It's fucking cracking your nuts, dude. It's like what fucking Boston Corbett did. He fucking cracked his nuts open.
Okay. So, Tad, should I throw myself under 13 different buses and give him a correct answer to this?
I thought you already did with Kumarne Mono.
Uduwari Mono is a porn game. It's a VN, Tad. It's different. I'm saying that those aren't porn games. So you call them good games because they're not just porn. Like, when you play a porn game for the porn, obviously, like... the game, people will accept the gameplay suffering because they're just here to fucking whack it, right? Like, you're willing to look past something that you wouldn't willingly look past for something else. You dig, right? Right? I think Mass Effect Andromeda is honestly pretty much the perfect fucking example for that, right? So there's only one game I've ever seen that was, in fact, purely made for the porn. That was very clear that this is a porn game, right? This is like 90% of the gameplay, right?
Oh, can I guess what it is? Is it Sengoku Rants?
Yeah, that's what I was going to go for. Yeah, you got me. Yeah. That's what it is. That is the only game
it's like a Fire Emblem-style game, right?
Yeah, but porn, like, it's not like Unuwari Motor, which just has a 16 Fire Emblem sins. Like, Rants, I think the guy's name is, like, Mr. Rants fucks a lot. And he rapes a lot. Like, he is just like an asshole. Like, that is very clearly still the main drawing point of that game, but it still has good gameplay on top of it. That is the one time where I'll see everyone will collectively agree on that one thing. So yes, Bit, there is. You got me, Dad. Now, another question from the YouTube comment section. This is from Definalk. I don't know how to pronounce your name, buddy. What is the optimal length for pubic hair?
All right, so I'm going to end the episode. thanks for listening to the podcast, people. I got one last thing to say. This is a quote from Reddit describing the Kim Jong-un situation that I think Alex will understand. I've been seeing a lot of people making posts and memes about Kim Jong-un dying and whatnot, and most of them lack any basic grasp of the situation. So I'll attempt to explain to everyone the facts of the matter in their most intelligent and straightforward way possible. Kim Jong-un is essentially the Big Chungus, Keanu Reeves, and Elon Musk of North Korea. Due to the fact that North Korea banned R dank means subredderino, imagine if you woke up and saw an article saying Big Chungus had became senile and brain dead due to surgerino. You can't just do that. That's how North Korea and Keanu Reeves feels right now. Wholesome 100, stealth 100.
So
okay, literally the last thing I want to say right now, I just want to shit on Reddit. Did you know that there's a Reddit that's like a fucked up like zoo where they look at black people's Twitter accounts called Wholesome Black People Twitter?
It's like,
it's fucking weird.
It's like a fucked up zoo.
Well, here's what it is. So what they'll do is, it's all white people. That's all it is. It's all white people who will scour Twitter to find like something positive that a black person has said. And then they'll prop it up, and then everyone will just post, like, Wholesome 100. Aw, heckin' pupperino. It's so fucking weird. Because it'll just be a normal tweet. Why does it matter if the person's black or not? Why are you... This is like a weird fetishizing thing. It makes me so uncomfortable to look at.
People are just whack, dude. People be whack sometimes.
Anyway, don't heckin' cancel Reno, the podcast-a-rito Keanu Reeves. God, I hate Reddit, Alex. It makes me so mad.
Okay, Grinch.
God, I'm walking into this thing that I hate that's making me so mad, Alex. It's so fucking disingenuous. I hate it.
What a beautiful day of unemployment. Better go to r/wholesomememes and get upset for no reason.
Speaking of getting upset for no reason, you can find the podcast on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. There's a Discord, there's a Patreon. Buy Bug Fables, it's a very good game. I shill it. Sometimes people will make, like, shilling posts on other websites and say it's me, but I will tell you right now, I have literally never shilled the game unprompted. I've never made, like, a thread, I've never made, like, a specific video, besides those three I made on this YouTube channel. I'm just gonna end the episode, Alex, because I'm starting to trample over myself here.
Okay, I'll end it with my own little quote as well. So I'm going to cancel myself really quick. So my original answer was going to be Monster Girl Quest, but Ted had a better answer. Dab. All right, I'm going to stop the recording now.